From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Commuters along the East Coast are still digging out from last night's snowstorm. Many of them are just picking up vehicles they were forced to abandon on snow-clogged roads after spending hours with no success trying to get unstuck. In the Washington, D.C. area, people woke up this morning to frigid homes. They were among tens of thousands of people to lose electricity. It was a similar scene points north in Connecticut. Diane Orson of member station WNPR reports the latest storm dumped more than a foot of snow in her state.
It's starting to feel very familiar. Another day of school cancellations, transportation delays, and driveways that need to be dug out with a snowblower. Hamden resident Kathy Larson says she usually likes the snow.
This is getting to be a bit much, only because there's nowhere to put it.
I think we probably got 14 or 15 last night, which is more than what I expected when I went to bed.
Two buildings in the town of Portland, Connecticut, collapsed under the weight of the snow. Governor Daniel Malloy has ordered all non-essential state employees to delay arrival to work until noon. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.
The wintry mess is apparently largely to blame for the latest surge in new unemployment applications. The Labor Department says an additional 51,000 people filed for jobless insurance for the first time last week because they were unable to do so earlier due to recent winter storms that hit the South. Economist Hugh Johnson.
You get a lot of volatility in these numbers at this time of year, and I think we all have braced and expected. But we didn't expect the weather-related increase in jobless claims. That certainly came as a surprise.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 17 points at 12,002. NASDAQ up 17 at 2757. In other news, a Muslim population is expected to increase by 35% over the next two decades. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has more on a new study by the Pew Research Center and the John Templeton Foundation.
According to Pew's projections, Muslims will make up more than a quarter of the world population in 2030, increasing 1.5% a year. That's twice as fast as non-Muslim populations. Most Muslims will live in the Asia-Pacific region as they do now, and the biggest growth is expected in sub-Saharan Africa. Europe is expected to see some Muslim expansion. The United States much less so. Among the reasons for the growth, Muslims have higher birth rates than non-Muslims, and a larger share of the Muslim women are in or will soon enter their prime reproductive years. By contrast, Western countries are seeing an aging population, and birth rates tend to decline in countries where women are wealthier and better educated. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Here's the latest from Wall Street. The Dow is up 16 at 12,002. This is NPR. Egypt's leading democracy advocate, Mohamed El-Baradei, reportedly has returned to the country, which is in the grip of political turmoil with the largest anti-government protests not seen in Egypt in years. He called for restraint, adding, it is a crucial moment in Egypt's history.
I continue to call on the regime to understand that they better be listen quickly. Not use violence and understand that change has to come. There's no other option.
Protesters are demanding that the president, Hosni Mubarak, step down after nearly 30 years in power. African Union leaders are to hold a summit over the weekend, with the prolonged political standoff in Ivory Coast likely to dominate proceedings. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton reports cracks are showing in the United Continental Front that has so far backed one candidate in November's disputed presidential vote.
Angola, Ghana, South Africa, and Uganda are among the African countries questioning the threat by Ivory Coast neighbors to use force to remove the incumbent leader, Laurent Gbagbo. That leaves Alassane Ouattara, the internationally recognized presumed winner of the contested election, in a fix. He's been pressing for military intervention as the only way to dislodge Gbagbo, a move West African leaders initially supported. But weeks of diplomatic mediation have failed to resolve the presidential power struggle. Ouattara, the economist, is gaining financial control over Ivory Coast. But Gbagbo, the master political operator, is buying time, winning hearts and minds in his bid for negotiations and a vote recount. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
We continue to see gains on Wall Street, with the Dow up nearly 12. This is NPR.